You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the Man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircut in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Meyer.
Tigers still lead 3-0 over the Astros fourth inning. I think heading to the fifth. Robbie Ray's done a nice job so far in his major league debut on the mound. The left-hander, 22 years old, in the Doug Fister trade. Ring number 38, couple of strikeouts in the first. Astros still haven't scored in the series. This is what now, 14 straight innings that the Astros have not scored. Miguel Cabrera, Miggy, third homer of the season. Torrey Hunter, a sac fly. V-Mart with an RBI single. That's where it stands, 3-0 Tigers right now at Comerica. Second game of the four-game set. College baseball, Mount Pleasant. Michigan is a winner over the Chippewas, 7-1. Wolverine pitchers struck out 14 Chippewas today. In Kalamazoo, the Spartans get an RBI single from Ryan Richardson in the ninth inning to beat Western Michigan 5-4. The Spartans will host Eastern Michigan tomorrow at Cobes Field, Drayton McLean Stadium. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, conference semis, game one, Miami with a 14-point lead now on the Brooklyn Nets, third quarter, 68-54. LeBron's got 14. Portland and San Antonio go at 9:30 tonight, just about an hour away. Stanley Cup playoffs, round two, game three. Montreal still leads Boston 2-0 second. Blackhawks in Minnesota go at 9. Other baseball, American League Indians over the Twins in Cleveland 4-0 sixth. It's a 2-2 Orioles-Rays game now in the fifth. Interleague series, Red Sox at Fenway lead the Reds 3-1 fourth. Blue Jays on top of the Phils 4-0 sixth. No score second, Cubs and White Sox. National League, no score sixth in Washington, Nationals and Dodgers. Doug Fister, by the way, makes his Nationals debut on Friday, so Robbie Ray got in before Fister did this season. Giants and Pirates 1-1 sixth. Braves over the Cardinals 1-0 fifth. Marlins lead the Mets 3-0 sixth. And on a Paul Goldschmidt homer, the sixth of the season, the D-backs lead the Brewers at Miller Park in Milwaukee 2-0 in the first inning. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Here we are at 8:37. We're halfway through. We got a little trash talking coming. But first, y'all, you can hit it. Do it. Gary, you want to do the thing? We can do the thing. I don't know where Rob went, but his is his favorite part of the show. He loves the when we want to weather. Ask me why we're doing it now, Bob. Yeah, why we? Ask me why we're doing it now.
Why are we doing the weather now?
If we want to. That's what we call when we want to weather. See, we're very creative here. Tomorrow, we got rain in the forecast and a high in the mid-60s. Thursday's the 80-degree day, but cloudy. Should get up to 80, people. 80. Friday, rain in the forecast again in 75. We're in the 70s through at least next Tuesday. In the 70s through now. How about that, people? Winter is finally over. Currently in Metro Detroit, it's partly sunny and 59 degrees.
Why we do it now?
Because we damn well wanted to. See, Bob, that's how
that
we do
very
things.
Very nice.
We have turned the corner, people, on the weather.
It's going to be very, I can't wait.
I can move outside.
It's golf weather.
I get a tan.
Me and EP are going on Thursday to the Tigers.
Rob's going to sit outside with the ladies and Eric. And he's going to, like, ladies, right now I would tell you, if you see Rob at the game, he's up for bids to the highest bidder.
Bidder?
So come on out and see him. Yeah, he could. Bob, who do you think is going to win at Sawgrass on by the time we hit Sunday?
I'm going to throw a Bubba Watson's name.
Bubba's back to, he was actually intent on getting over there and practicing these 2 days. He stayed away from golf for a little bit after the Masters, so maybe he's rejuvenated. You're going with that thing, huh?
Well, he hits it so far, and he can move the ball. And having to play there, you got to be able to move it both ways.
Look, we call this the fifth major for the most part. It probably should be classified as a major. There's a reason why it's called the Players' Championship. There's a reason why it's in the golf mecca of that Ponte Vedra, Florida area, where golf kind of has its headquarters, if you will. People take it seriously. To have no Tiger there, and look, we saw the Masters ratings. You know, golf, they were just complaining this week. J.B. Holmes is a great story with the brain surgeries. Yeah. I told Rob that, and the guy wins his first tournament since the two brain surgeries, first in 6 years. But yet, Golf America still latches on to Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods especially.
Yeah, it used to be Ernie Els. Now it's kind of Ernie's.
Yeah, but even Ernie Els
doesn't draw. Tiger draws.
What can golf do about this? Because Tiger obviously until further notice, he's history.
Yeah, they need to hope Bubba Watson wins this weekend.
Do You think Bubba Watson is even a draw for this country?
I don't think anyone's going to draw like Tiger draws. I mean, come on, let's just
golf's got a big issue here.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
yeah.
The PGA
it's
Tour is
kind of regressing.
A big issue.
It's because of Tiger's injury.
Too many guys, different guys. No one's ever heard of our winners yet. Week in and week out. No one's really taken the bull by the horns and ran with it.
Jimmy Walker comes to mind.
Yeah, you know, talk about bland as molasses. I mean,
he won three times
but
on
you,
tour
but you
already,
know what?
And no one knows who he is.
And I'm not going to be mad at golf. What happens often is, it's you'll never be able to recreate what you just had. I mean, it was the perfect storm. People will always be grasping for that. And once Tiger is kind of faded, unless you find somebody, he was so unique, so different, and won at such a clip. You'll never recapture that.
Well, I mean, it's like never. Arnold Palmer. They're never going to ever recapture the king. There's a reason why.
Well, and that's true. You had this Nicholas Palmer era that kind of faded into a little of Tom Watson and Seve and a couple other guys and Greg Norman. I think Greg Norman was a draw. I think he really was. I think the shark was a thing coming from Australia and that whole deal. But Curtis Strange said it to me last year at the thing we were at, the Detroit Golf Expo thing. Curtis Strange and Andy North both said, we don't know what's going to happen once this cat's no longer with us. And I don't mean dead. He means really playing at a high level on a regular basis.
But you really do know. And it's not going to be pretty. And it's okay. It just means you're not going to have that kind of harvest forever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like at some point. But I think it ended quicker than people really wanted it to. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not
because
totally
of what
over. I mean,
No. But I'm just saying, Mark, he was winning at such a clip. And
even
it was must-see TV.
Must-see television.
It really was. Yeah. And it was no doubt the
Rob loves telling the story about being on
my honeymoon. I mean,
honeymoon.
My honeymoon. Yeah, when I was married.
You're watching golf.
We watched the Masters in Tokyo. It was my hotel, the new Ohtani Hotel, downtown Tokyo.
How'd
I watched the
over?
Masters. My wife was interested, too.
All right.
Yeah, no, Camille, look.
This guy, huh?
Trust me,
Rob,
I did.
He screwed it up. Everything's okay.
What?
Who watches
she's
golf
gorgeous.
On their honeymoon?
Rob, go away. You should have seen Camille Parker.
What are you trying to say? I botched
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Stop. And she was kind of into what he was doing.
We need to get Bob Rotella to call in and get him on the couch.
I'm just sad. He knows what I think about Camille.
I mean, really? Dude, come on.
What?
We'll tell that story ever again.
If Camille's listening or watching right now, and I know she is.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, Camille.
Who do you think? I think you got Bubba. Furyk is Zach Johnson. Furyk shot 65 last Sunday. So, you know, maybe he's primed and ready to go.
Now, Furyk really motored in there. They're right about that. You know, Phil had that great run in the third round.
Yep.
What, he's 65? Was that a 65 in the third round?
Phil
of the Wells Fargo?
Yep.
And he was a couple of shots. I thought he was actually going to win it on Sunday. Didn't.
He's going to be up by four and dump one in the lake.
Even
Phil's. Phil ever won the Players?
Yeah.
He has one.
Is Phil a tired story too, or no?
No, I think Mickelson has panache still. I do.
Yeah,
I think
he's here. Yeah, he brings.
He brings people.
He does. He does.
I'll give Phil Mickelson.
People
that.
Love
he's
his
one
happy-go-lucky,
guy.
You know, smile.
Rob,
and all
I'm
that.
Telling you, without Phil Mickelson, because Rory doesn't do it either. McIlroy still hasn't attracted. He'd been around long enough.
Golf is
to attract him. In my opinion,
no, but he's not winning yet either. I mean,
but
the
sky's not falling on golf. But it's just going through one of those situations. You know what I mean?
Graham McDowell, he found it. Oh, you got Graham McDowell?
I'm going to go with Graham McDowell to win the Players.
He hasn't broken an egg yet. Made it.
All right, I'll go with.
That broke 70 this year.
I'm going to go with. I love Graham McDowell, though. I think he's a great, great player.
He's got, you know, he's got the DeSecchi's kind of feel. You know, he's got the
cool
panache.
Yeah, he's every man's man. He's a man's man.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll go with Rory.
Rory. Ooh, that's.
I'm going to go with Rory. I'm going to go with McIlroy to win the Players.
Rob?
I'm passing to you. You tell me.
I already did that. I said
he's going to go with Bubba.
I'm going with Bubba.
With Bubba?
I'm going to say he's going to help grow the game.
Why? Because he's young.
Well, he won the Masters. It'd be a good story. I would hope he would.
I could go with Jordan Spieth. That's always a good pick. Now.
Oh, he's solid. That could be the next.
No, you know
could
why?
Be the
again,
next.
I had to say it like this: too white bread. I don't mean it like that way. I just mean he doesn't. There's nothing there. Nothing there to hold on. Just because he's young. He's young. That's the attraction. He's 21 years old, whatever. He's young. But he's not magnanimous enough. He's not electric. He's just a guy.
Yeah, but sometimes you want to get the young people. And I get that. You know what I mean? Like, they see a young dude. Hey, that's pretty hip.
But you got to have a hook, though, right?
No, I understand, Mark. You got to have a little bit more. But I'm saying it's not a bad thing that he's young.
My guy from UNLV.
Matt Kuchar.
Kuchar doesn't do it.
He's vanilla,
I told you, until he won the tournament, I called him Matt Kuchoke.
Oh, stop.
Because he was choking every week. But my guy last year from UNLV, Derek Ernst, won. In fact, he won Wells Fargo last year.
Yeah.
And I thought Derek Ernst was ready to bust out. And here's another guy, young guy, college golfer at UNLV. And nothing's happened since. In fact, he's had been terrible since that win. Mark Wilson, my namesake. He started to have some. He won the Honda. He won the Humana.
He's been around forever.
What's the Puma kid? What's the Puma? It's missing my mind.
Ricky Fowler?
Fowler. They're trying to make him the next.
Yeah, but they're, you know,
but he's not winning.
The orange outfits and the different colors. He's like the modern day Payne Stewart.
He's not winning though. That's the problem.
No, he didn't win.
That stuff doesn't work if you're not winning. You got to get some attention.
Well, that's why the
winning.
LPGA was so happy to see Michelle Wee finally win on American soil because they've never been able to hold on to her and say, Michelle, we'd love to do something more with you,
but you got
to
win, right, Michelle Wee?
Especially
right.
The way you busted out.
And she's been around for a while now, right?
How about 9 years?
Has it been that long?
Yes. Wow. Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Dude, Stacey Lewis is probably the best in that tour, and she's, again, University of Arkansas, boring. Yeah. And on the Champions Tour, how about the women have a Champions Tour going? Lisa Lett Neumann won last week. I thought, I haven't heard from that woman in 20 years.
Would you watch that on your honeymoon?
No.
Women's Legends.
Seriously, Bob, wait a minute. You got to remember, we flew all the way to Tokyo, Japan. They're telling me that this black golfer, who I thought was black at the time, was winning the Masters.
Bang your pen.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course we watched it. We watched it in amazement.
All right, what's the challenge you have for
okay,
us?
Okay, here's what I want to do.
Can't wait.
You guys have to agree to it.
No.
We're going to have 5 2-man scrambles. So we're going to have 2 listeners versus you two. And if one of you guys want to do it, I'll step in.
Loves playing.
We get 8 listeners total. So you have a tournament on this next month. At the beginning of June, end of June, beginning of July, end of July, you have
how many
four
of these
events.
Are we doing?
You got 4 rounds, 2 viewers against you two, or 2 listeners and viewers, I guess, because of the podcast. And then we have a tournament of champions, 2-man scramble.
It's a lot of golf, Bob.
So let's do 2 of them,
dude,
and then a tournament
what?
Of scramble.
You're better off doing 2 or 1 day where we just get out there.
So you get these guys that can't stand.
No, Mark isn't playing. He play. He'll keep
playing. I'll team up with Mark.
I don't have it right now.
I mean, I'll team up with Rob. It'll be Rob and I versus listeners.
That's fine.
Come on out.
I'll be there for more. I'll drive the cart.
Do 2 events and then maybe do a tournament of champions.
Where would you play? Do you know where to play?
Probably Lion Oaks. Lion Oaks already said they would do it.
Why can't they tell the truth there?
Oh. Hey, stop it. You're killing me with that comedy.
So let's do it. Let's get Weston to put this
thing together. We'll get it together.
All right, we'll do that.
Because
we'll
you guys are talking about doing the event, right?
Get up
like
on the website.
Scramble,
right, we can
like
do
a scramble. That. This would be actually a little bit, you know, engage these guys.
All right, let's do it.
I think we have somebody here. John, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi.
What's up, fellas?
Doing great. How are
JD,
you?
What's up, fella?
You know, all of this Tiger love for someone who's not won upwards of 25 majors. You know, if you count the unofficial 5th major, he hasn't won in over 4 years.
Okay, but John, stop it now.
Hold on. This is his words. Nothing matters but the majors.
Yeah, we get that, John. But you're being unfair from the standpoint that wasn't he the money leader last year?
Yeah.
I mean, don't act like he's not doing anything. He was player of the year and the money leader. You're right. The majors are what he plays for. But don't act like he doesn't have any impact on golf or he's a bum. You can't be the money leader and the player of the year, right?
Yeah. No, he won 5 events last year. I would love to win a event. You had 5, and look at it like he's not doing anything for the tour.
John, I just think it's popular to say Tiger Woods will do nothing again unless he wins one of the 4 tournaments. And I think that I have always been held, and I agree with you in many ways, in the sense that Tiger can't have it both ways, that number. But it's not Tiger who sits there and runs around saying, I got to catch Nicklaus or my life will be incomplete. He's not the guy doing it. It's media who does it, and it's the fan base.
Yeah, but he wanted to win the majors. We get it. It only makes sense. But I'm just saying, don't act like he's terrible, like he's totally out of it.
Yeah, so, John, if he wins another major, how would you feel then?
I would say congratulations and admit I was wrong.
All right, so hold on to that.
Because you're saying he'll never win another one, right?
I think he's done.
No. You didn't answer the question. Will he win another one? Yes or no?
Another no, major. He would not win another major.
Wow, in 15 years? That's unbelievable. All right.
We're already on year 5.
Not with that golf swing, he won't win another major.
All right, well, we'll see if he gets it worked out. All right, John. Thanks, bud.
Yep.
That's John Davis, baby. All right, Bob. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks,
we'll
guys.
Get that, we'll get that event, that challenge figured out, okay?
We'll get you proper clubs so you
see,
know.
We can't, like, just open it up right now because we have to have rules.
No, I know. I just wanted to throw it at you.
You have to be technical. You got to send in a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got to
call Rob's cell number.
We got to contact the government. We got to contact the FAA, make sure flights are delayed. And Rob is mesmerized by the heat. And what's happening? Would you like to tell us?
No, I'm not giving you any, what you call it. I'm just playoff basketball. Turnovers, just looking at it.
We'll get you long
clubs. Let's do that. We got a sports wrap coming up, don't we?
No, we're not there yet. But we have more conversation because that's what we do here, Bob. We talk.
I like to talk.
And we're going to start a little trash talking.
Let's get that going.
You want to do that, get that going right now?
Why not?
You know what?
Because John Davis kind of started it with his trashing of Tiger Woods, right? That was like a trash.
First trash of the night was John Davis. Do you have anything to trash, Bob?
I don't think that was trash. I think it was pretty honest. I think he's right.
But him saying that he'll never win again,
that golf swing.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of far-fetched.
Okay, that was Bob's trash, too. He just trashed Tiger
Woods. Another major.
Bob, come on, you've played golf. Come on now.
His golf swing is fundamentally not that great.
You think it's going to be like that for 15 years? How old is he?
No, he's going to get a beer belly.
How old is he?
And a bad.
He's 39. He's got
38. I think
he's 38.
The last major one was Jack Nicklaus at 46. So he's got to win five more.
It's not because you know what? To me, I always say, if he just wins one, it's like all he has to do is win one, and then that turns it on to me. If he wins one, it changes everything.
You could still win the PGA.
You disagree with me? If he were to win one,
what is it, this year, Valhalla?
That could turn the switch on.
I don't know.
You already trashed Tiger. Thanks, Bob. That was your trash. You don't even realize that you trashed him.
I didn't trash him.
You trashed his swing.
Well, yeah, swing's garbage.
All right, I got to hit the thing here. Time to do the thing. Take out the papers in the trash. We're doing some trashing next. We're into the 9 o'clock hour, so come with it fast, hard, and strong. Sports Night with Parker Man. Thanks to Bob Krause. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
So I'm driving around today. I'm on the, where was I? Novi and 10 Mile. That's where I was. And there's some stuff going on there as you make the turn if you're heading north onto Novi Road. And it wasn't pretty, and I didn't have to stop this time. I knew everything was cool. But if I had a problem, or if you have any problems on the roads, and things are going to get better, hopefully now they can take more time to patch up some of those craters, then you need, even in good times, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert. That's XPERT Car Care.
That's right.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything top to bottom, front to back. I'm talking simple as a tire repair or a wiper blade or as major as replacing an entire transmission or engine. And if you mention the cartoon that is currently being seen behind Rob Parker at ParkerTheMan.com or Premier SportsTalkNetwork.com, something very good will happen to you.
That's right, Mark. You know what? Not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done by just saying Parker and the Man, but I got an even better deal for you. You will receive a free front wheel alignment, Mark, if you need one.
Just for saying Parker and the Man. That's over $100 in savings right then and there. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people, they've got two nice locations for you. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and an 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care. It is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Cha.
Go get Expert Car Care.